What is happening, Dolphins fans, and welcome to another episode of the Fins Tailgate with your host, El Capitan. Today on the tailgate party that never seems to stop, we continue with another installment of Miami Dolphins camp battles. Today, we're going to go over the tight end position. Now, last year, Dolphins, if you guys don't remember, Dolphins went extra light on the tight end position. They only carried two on the 53-man roster. I don't think that's going to be the case this year. I'm working off the assumption that they're going to keep three. We know that they've been trying to implement a more of the dynamicness at the tight end position. We talked a little bit about this a couple months ago or a couple weeks back when we were doing our early 53-man roster prediction. Make sure you guys go back and check that episode out so you can see a little bit of it and see where we're coming from. But on today's episode, we're going to get into these camp battles and who could fight over the last remaining spot for the third guy in the tight end room, because I believe they're going to carry three, and I think they already have number one and number two. We're going to get right into that right away. Make sure you guys hit the like button, subscribe if you're new, and share this video. Help people find the channel, become a member, get in, check out the live shows, all the other guys with the tftgnetwork.com, and you guys can check out the website and see all the cool merch and everything like that we got. Let's go ahead and get right into it. First guy that's definitely going to make this team, Jonnu Smith. Dolphins added him, picked him up as a UDFA. He was playing with Atlanta last year, a dip in his production from what it looked like he was going to be. Got a little bit back to what he was in Atlanta. Either way, we know Jonnu Smith is good. We've seen him play, have success in the NFL. Dolphins didn't just bring him in here as window dressing. They brought him in here to play and get a lot of play and do some of that pass catching we've seen out of him in his career. And so Jonnu Smith, without a doubt, 1,000,000% making the football team. I think the next guy, Dolphins fans know him, Durham Smythe. I think we all know that Durham Smythe is most certainly going to stay here with the Dolphins. He's on a contract extension with them, keeping him here through 2025 season. He's not going nowhere. Most productive tight end last year for the Dolphins. And really, let's call it for what it is, right? Durham Smythe is a blocking tight end that can catch the ball. You're not asking him to make dynamic plays downfield, even though I've seen him, make some nice catches and some decent runs after the catch. And he's had some decent numbers for his limited targets and receptions, and his pass catching percentage is in the 80s for his career, or high 70s, low 80s. It's always been like that. So he's a sure-handed guy, but a little bit more dynamic and a little bit more speed with Jonnu Smith coming in here. And I feel like the tight end room is going to demand some snaps. I think the Dolphins are going to go one less running back. Make sure you guys go back and check out the running back episode where I talk about this. And I think that one less tailback is going to equal one more tight end. And, but which one of the tight ends is it going to be? That's the question. Now, last year on the 53-man roster, first guy that comes up on our list here of guys we're going to be watching for the camp battle, he did make the 53-man roster. And that was Julian Hill. And, Julian Hill, I liked him. Free agent, came in. If you guys remember, the Dolphins took Elijah Higgins from Stanford in the draft, but he got beat out by Julian Hill. So, and we've seen Julian Hill, come in and do some great blocking downfield, which is super important to this offense. He has like a Durham Smythe-esque to him, but I think he's a little more speed. And for a free agent that came in and overtook Elijah Higgins, who went to Arizona and killed it, honestly, I wish we still had that guy. He didn't clear waivers, so Arizona snagged him up, but either way, Julian Hill came in and I felt like in the snaps he had rolling in as one of the only two tight ends on the 53-man roster, I felt like he did really good. And, not a lot of targets. He had nine targets. He only caught the ball six times for 48 yards. But you know, that's why they brought in Jonnu Smith. I think that's a guy who's going to demand more targets and stuff like that. But as far as scheme, the way in which Mike McDaniel likes to use the tight end as a blocking guy, Julian Hill, it's his position to lose, right? Yeah, okay, Jonnu Smith came in, but Julian Hill was on this 53 last year. He's got to keep off, you know, these other guys to see if he can be that third tight end. I think he has a good shot, but there's the next guy on the list. I think he's got a really good shot. And that guy is Jody Forston. You know, he played with Kansas City. Dolphins brought him in on a one-year deal. He does have guaranteed dollars. $400,000 of that is guaranteed. That doesn't, you know, ensure that he's going to make the roster, obviously. Dolphins could eat $400,000 and it'd be no thing. But, you know, Jordy Nelson had some success early. Jody Forston. Keep wanting to say Jordy Nelson, old Packers wide receiver. Jody Forson. He had some success early on, you know, in a limited capacity with the Kansas City Chiefs back in 2021 and 2022, where he recorded on 14 receptions, he recorded 155 yards and 4 touchdowns. So he's had some production, and last year would have been a great year for him to get production with the limited pass catchers Kansas City had at the beginning of the year. Jody ended up on IR with a dislocated shoulder in camp and just never played at all in 2023. So I think the guy has mega talent, you know, long, lengthy, has a lot of the good stuff, can get nitty gritty. I'm going to be really watching closely. Can Jody get, you know, more? Can he come in here and do what he did early in his career and fight and beat out Julian Hill for the third and final roster spot in the tight end room? That's going to be a battle Dolphins fans need to watch closely. You know, we've talked a lot about these battle things, but here's, like, you know, one roster spot, and I think it's a clear cut fight for who the two are. There is two more guys on this tight end list, but to me, this final roster spot comes down to Julian Hill and Jody Forster. You know, Forster's got 4 touchdowns. Can he? Here's the thing, with his pass catching ability that he seems to have, in a little bit more you know, dynamicness, we'll call it. Can he block as good as Julian Hill was? I remember Julian Hill just, you know, running guys upfield, getting hands on DBs, and just or you know, side chucking linebackers. He did good. Can Forston do that and get back to catching the ball? I don't know. Now, the next guy that comes up on this list, been with Miami for a little bit now, Tanner Connor. Now, here's the thing, right? Tanner Connor made the practice squad in 2022 because he's, you know, 6'3", 232, but he has lightning speed. The guy is super fast. We've seen him in preseason games just turn up field and take off running, which is why the Dolphins, again, you know, rolled the dice and brought him back on the practice squad again in 2023, which he did see some live season action. He got thrown the ball 3 times and didn't catch any of them last year, you know. And I mean, all early accounts from Tanner Connor is that he looks amazing. He's going to be unstoppable, one player said about him. But it's a real uphill battle for him, right? Like, he does have some time with this scheme, so that gives him an edge over Jody Forster. But it wasn't good enough to beat out Julian Hill last year. I don't see how Tanner Connor in one offseason is going to overtake Hill. Maybe he does. Maybe he's put some weight on. Maybe he's been in the books. I don't know. He does have athleticism that the Dolphins seem to like. That's how he keeps ending up on this football team. But is it enough to warrant that final roster spot? I don't know. And that'll be the question. Now, if we hear, you know, Tanner Connor's name called, he's making great catches, you know, and making plays and doing stuff and out of the blocking, especially just upending guys. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, maybe we'll hear some stuff. Maybe he does push Hill. Maybe he does overtake, which is kind of even hard to say that Jody Forster's, he has to overtake him. But to me, he in a depth chart, he's on Tanner Connor's underneath him, to me, just on production in the NFL alone. This next guy, super, super long shot, final guy in the tight end room, going to have a real hard time making a job as Hayden Rucci, UDFA from Wisconsin. Dude is a monster, though. He's 6'4", 253, got a lot of snaps as a blocking tight end with the Badgers, trucking dudes. He did have over 200 passing yards over the last 2 years with, I think he had one touchdown, only 17 passes caught. He's a big boy downfield. Doesn't have the speed, doesn't have, you know, that stuff, but he does have size. And if it's enough speed and size, there's a good chance he can end up back on the practice squad. The question being, right, and this is why, you know, I double back to Tanner Connor. If Tanner Connor doesn't make the 53 like he has the past 2 years, is anyone going to pick him up on their practice or on their 53 so the Dolphins can't pick him up on the practice squad? I don't really think so, right? When I look at Julian Hill, he'll probably get picked up. And Jody Forrester, I think he might. But coming off of that 2023 injury, look, if he's got some game film in the preseason, Forrester, then yeah, he would probably get picked up off waivers. But Tanner Connor, I think he'd be safe to clear practice squad. And this Hayden Rucci guy, he's a long shot too. He might make the practice squad. I don't think they carry more than one tight end on a practice squad, and that seems to be Tanner Connor. That is that guy. Now, the Dolphins carry only two tight ends because they want to beef up one of these other rooms on the offense or defense. Then they might roll the dice with Julian Hill, Jody Forrester, and you know, Hayden Rucci and Tanner Connor to see which two guys they can bring back on the practice squad to play in potential relief in the coming weeks for obvious number one and number two, Jonnu Smith and Durham Smythe. So it's going to be interesting to see whether the Dolphins keep two or three. It might come out to an absolute need why they only carry two. They, you know, somebody explodes in the running back room, or they want to keep another wide receiver or DB, safeties in the room we're going to be talking about here soon. DB as well. There's some questions on how the Dolphins will maneuver and, you know, what depth piece guys is, we're going to watch for camp battles. So hit the like button, subscribe if you guys are new, share this video. We'll be talking a little bit more. And let me know in the comment sections, guys, do you think the Dolphins will carry two like they did last year in tight ends? Do you think they'll carry three? And Jonnu Smith and Durham Smythe, obviously number one, number two. If they do carry three, who's going to make it? Is it going to be Forrester? Is it going to be last year Hill? Julian Hill? Let me know. And catch you guys next time.